Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presenting Lee Bryce in concert, Kodak Theater, coming up January 31st. We'll have more tickets for you to win tomorrow morning at 7:25. If you need any more details, just head on over to the B webpage. So a lot of sales still going on. It's Cyber Monday today, yeah. Right? I'm thinking to myself, here's something I've never seen sales at a big discount, but I would love it. Parking meters. You know how parking sometimes is so hard downtown.
Yeah.
Even when we work, we have to pay for parking, and you're like looking so you don't get the ticket if you forget one day to pay for it. So I was thinking, if I could buy it like, you know, a Black Friday or Cyber Monday special, parking for half price, I pay in advance, unlimited for the year, would that be great or what?
Well, they've got that new app. I wonder if they've got like a suggestion box on the app.
Okay, let me get going on the app there and make that suggestion. What's another service that you wish had?
That would be great with tolls too.
Yeah.
Like unlimited trips on 90 without, you know, having to fill your easy pass.
You know, I'm the king of ideas. Mm-hmm. And this one isn't too bad because they say so many people don't pay their tolls. What if you were to make an agreement ahead of time? Would that make more money? Mm-hmm. For
a subscription.
Yes, a subscription. So
like I pay X amount of dollars to be able to travel unlimited for the year on 90. What do you think? First of all, they're robbing us blind on the whole, you know what I mean, toll booth thing. You can go from a 38-cent toll, all of a sudden now it's costing you $50 because you forget to pay it, you know? So they're making out big on that. They probably wouldn't put that on sale. But yes, that would be super helpful, wouldn't it?
Well, let's come together. Let's make these suggestions, make them happen. Any other businesses you'd love?
I would love a Black Friday deal on a plumber. When I moved into my condo, I haven't had hot water in my shower for the last 6 months. And now this morning, I had the water run for 5 minutes and it was still ice cold. So I like did a quick body wash shower. I was like, I'm not washing my hair. Got dry shampoo and nobody got time for that.
But is it only the shower?
It's just the shower. My bathroom sink, my kitchen sink, all the other faucets, the water gets hot. It's just the shower. So I got to call somebody now that it's cold outside. Now that I leave my burrito bed, I can't be getting into a nice cold shower.
No.
That's one way to wake up in the morning, though. Cold showers do wake you up. Are you you're doing a spot shower at the sink, little washcloth here and there? Is that what you're doing?
I'm about to start showering at the gym again.
Again. Get a plumber.
Stuff, but we're all right. We were talking about how, you know, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. We wish there were different deals on different products. Like you said, a plumber, like you've been in. Not enjoying a hot shower. It's been a cold shower since you moved into your condo townhome. You're like spot showering in the sink right there because that has the warm water.
Right.
Some are saying you may not need a plumber. It might be human error.
Yeah. Motley checked in and asked if my hot and cold could be opposite. I'm like, wouldn't that be something if I was just turning the handle the wrong way the last 6 months? It would be a cheap fix. I couldn't be mad at myself for it because at least imagine if like I paid a plumber to come out and that was the result.
So you got to try that today. Please go home and try turning the other way and just text us. Let us know if that's it.
Wait a minute. The hot's on the cold. And the cold's on the hot.
Another texter is asking if I can just change the valve in the shower. That seems like they have a lot of faith in me. There's a panel somewhere to remove, and then I'm going to see pipes to the shower.
Yeah.
I'm scared to hang a picture up. You want me to remove things out of the wall to replace a valve?
Your generation has the luxury of having YouTube for everything that you need. TikTok, all of it. You have endless resources to be able to figure out how to replace this valve yourself.
But if I mess it up, I think it's going to be a much more expensive issue, water damage, than calling a plumber in the first place.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I think she's hinting to you to come help. You and your tools, TJ. You fix all.
Yeah. And if I screw it up, you're still going to have to play for the plumber.
That's
so.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What can you offer her to come help you? Let's barter system here.
Do you want me to help you fix your pipe? She's looking at me like, yeah. I didn't ask her. I'm talking about a real plumber.
I like
to play one on the radio.
How's Steve at plumbing? Where's that in his wheelhouse of...
Steve is like the Renaissance man, you know? He's knowledgeable about all things like that. Mm-hmm. Plumbing, electrical. He knows a little bit about a lot of things. A little bit.
Okay.
He would probably be watching YouTube on the way to your house as well.
I mean, that's fair. We just don't even know if it's this valve. I'm like, I couldn't even find plumber's tape to change out my shower head at Home Depot. I don't know how to ask for a valve.
Oh boy.
Home ownership.
Yeah. Welcome to the pit. Home sweet home. Hello, I'm producer Hope. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. So many were out shopping or watching football or just having fun with the family. You and your girlfriend were out checking the market. The single market.
So her and I go to dinner Saturday night, and she just has this feeling that there's a bar that we need to go to. And I love to instigate faith. I'm like, you've got a feeling, you've got an inkling, let's go. Say no more.
What a wing person you are.
Right. Very agreeable.
So we head over to the bar that she's got a feeling about. We went during Thanksgiving weekend last year. She walks into the bathroom. We first get there, and... says a little prayer to her grandpa. Her grandpa just passed away a couple of weeks ago. And the night that he passed away, she had a dream that he introduced her to her future husband.
Wow.
So she says a little prayer. Hey, grandpa, let me know. You know, send me a sign if I'm in the right place. The next song that comes on is Amazing Grace, which she sang at his funeral.
That is an omen. That is premonition stuff.
That's not a song you'd hear at the bar. That's not even a Christmas song.
I didn't even know they had that in the jukebox. Wow.
So did she find her person, her man? What?
So we walked around. She wasn't feeling it. So now I'm wondering. So she was in the right place, so I'm like, now do we just have to camp out at this pub every single weekend until...
What do you mean she wasn't feeling it? No, she wasn't attracted to anybody?
She wasn't attracted to anybody who was there. She did a lap, wasn't feeling it.
Just a lap? I would have asked, hey, who put in this request for the song? That's what I would have done as a wing person, Hope.
Yeah, right?
I would have just said, loud and clear, Amazing Grace, thank you. Hey, who made this suggestion? I want to buy you a shot. See who steps up. That might be the person. And remember, looks are only part of the package. It's what's inside.
There was a little bit of age disparity.
Oh.
So there wasn't really anyone our age who was there. So that was the main reason she wasn't feeling it. Well, you had way younger, like just turned 21, and then you had people who could be our parents.
You think grandpa would want her meeting someone at a bar, though? Would he really? Was there a church next to said bar?
Next to said bar. There was an ice cream shop. It was pretty. Oh,
maybe she was supposed to go for ice cream. Maybe she just had the GPS wrong. Perhaps the location was wrong.
Yeah, within a mile radius.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, grandpa can't be spot on. He's not here anymore. God love him. I mean, I find it hard to believe grandpa's like, hey, head to the bar.
Hope, we started off, you're a great wing person going out there, your friend. But now you didn't go deep enough. See, if we were there, how deep we would have went.
He's probably over at the ice cream shop.
That's right.
I was ready.
I wonder if my love is going to walk in.
I was ready to wing any person that she saw, but she wasn't seeing anybody she was feeling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Blinders on. Blinders.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yep.
He was at the ice cream shop.
At least that's our story, and we're sticking to it.